knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Mesota. Kristen Lyerly in OBGYN is on the Fox River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstead.
I'm Kristen Lyerly.
I'm Pat Kreitlow, and on the show this week, Denise Gallmer-Hutchison of the Wisconsin Public Education Network will help us cover a few topics related to the many ways Republicans have continued to slowly strangle the life out of public education, dollar by dollar, pupil by pupil, voucher by voucher. But that's in a little bit along with some other topics. First, a quick follow-up to something we discussed last week. All three of us have run for office before, so we're all familiar with nominating petitions. And last week, we described the process. It's pretty basic. It's not easy, but it's basic. And if you don't follow it, you might not qualify to get on the ballot. And that takes us to Tim Michaels, who botched his nominating petitions, which makes sense because, Donald Trump nominated him. So, I mean, nothing's going to go right or competently that way. But this may be, and I mentioned this on
the
radio.
Pat, who is Tim Michaels? He's running for governor as a Republican. Nobody even in the state knows this guy, right?
Tim Michaels, the millionaire businessman running for governor who's been endorsed
by Donald Trump. Connecticut instead of Wisconsin, right?
Yes. So clearly the man pays attention to detail, just not the detail of putting the right address on his nominating petitions. And that may sound ticky-tack to you, but people have been kicked off ballots for, coming up short on signatures, putting in some wrong information. Kanye West was like 14 seconds late, turning in his paperwork. And so he couldn't be on the presidential ballot in 2020. As somebody who liked Tim Michaels, my mailing address is not the same as my street address. I want to be sympathetic to him, but if you're going to be governor, you should be able to read the paperwork. I think ultimately I wouldn't vote to kick him off the ballot, but I don't know. What do you guys, what if you were on the election commission, guys?
What do you think, Kristen?
I think a rule is a rule. I mean, we all have to follow the rules. And for me and my profession, we have to take oral board exams. If we mess it up at any point, we have to take it next year and we have to do all the prep over again. That's so, true. I agree with you. I think it's petty, but it's still a rule. And if the shoe was on the other foot, that they would absolutely be following through with this.
You think that if a Democrat like transposed the numbers on their address, they wouldn't try to kick them off the ballot? Maybe, Kirk.
So I'm a laissez-faire kind of guy, and I think it's ridiculous that we would kick a guy off the ballot for doing something small like that. But I think the bigger picture is that we've become so toxic in our politics that, yes, the Republicans would take the first opportunity to kick a Democrat off the ballot for any small little infraction. And so, yeah, I wouldn't kick him off, but I feel like I'm soft. And I think a lot of Democrats are try to be understanding and try to do the right thing. And we're often too soft, and that gets us into problems. So I guess I'd have to stick to the letter of the law on this one because those guys would do it to us.
Aww.
Well, they certainly would. And it takes us to the one other topic I want to cover very quickly here. And that's that you just don't know whether the conservatives on any given, legislative body or board, are going to just try to stick it to you no matter what, or if they're going to try to kind of stay within the limits of the law. And yet again, swing conservative Justice Hagedorn has gone against Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce in a case about releasing data about COVID outbreaks in businesses. I did not see a conservative court going against Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, but Brian Hagedorn did say that he didn't see where WMC had a case to make there. So again, it kind of depends on the person sitting on these boards. So that's an update on some of the stories we've been following. When we come back, we'll have some updates from Wisconsin schools, starting with Keel and how the bullies won a round. Then more about whether schools got a lot of cash from pandemic aid or if they don't have money. And maybe both things can be true. We'll explain next. You're up north.